Good morning, everybody. Day number 3, Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois, broadcasting from Calmer Cornheads. Another beautiful day and one of the most impressive sites here at Farm Progress. They've got the corner office here at the northeast corner, and it's just impressive as you walk by, or even as you look at it from a block away, a huge building that has got Andy Dahl, the shop foreman of Calmer. How many combines are in here?
Yeah, we've got 3 combines in the tent, and 1 out in the demo site.
All right. It's now, when you buy something that is going to enhance the profitability of the farm, you want it well made. So that's your job, right?
Yeah. No, we feel we've got a really good crew in the shop. A lot of guys are either from a farm or still are actively farming in some capacity. So it puts a new spin on things that we know how the product's supposed to work. We know how we want it to work, and we know about durability and what we'd like to see if we were going to buy the product ourselves.
Yeah. Whether you're a farmer or in charge of a Walmart in town, the phrase is, hard to get good help these days.
Yeah.
And so how are you doing in that regard?
Yeah, not too bad. You know, we seem to always just find good help. A lot of it's word of mouth. You know, we get a good guy in the shop, and he'll bring a good friend with him or somebody that they know. And that's probably been our best route to go get good help. But
yeah.
Our guys in the shop right now are a fantastic group.
Are you needing mostly welders, or what's the skilled trade that you need?
We have 2 or 3 guys that are full-time welders, and then a lot of it is assembly, repair work. We do a lot of things in the shop that we have, you know, because we build brand-new corn heads, and then we bring corn heads in to put our kits on for the residue management side of things. Guys are trading heads, so we got to be able to refurbish the heads they trade in to send out on rental or to resell. So very few of my guys only have one job and one job only. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think we find some really interesting people, because they're jack of all trades, and it really works well for us.
Just like being on the farm.
Exactly.
Got to be everything. The chemist, the agronomist, the insurance, you know, and of course, pay the bills sometimes.
Correct.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about the quality control aspect. What comes out of the shop, and how do you guarantee that all the welding is good and these stock choppers are going to perform? It seems like they never get dull. They perform for years.
Yeah. Well, by design, they do wear sharp.
Uh-huh.
They do wear sharp. You know, and then the leading edge on what we call that revolving window, that leading edge is hard-faced. It's all heat-treated. The rolls are actually manufactured off-site. A different vendor makes those. And then we get them heat-treated and all the hardening process. So we bring them back in-house and inspect them. Basically, got a sheet that they follow. We spot check them. We have a little a tower that has all the gearboxes on it that for all the models we sell. We spot check, make sure fitment and timing and all that is proper. But yeah, you know, it starts with guys that want to do a good job in the shop to take care of things. Nobody wants to have returns. I mean, nobody does. So that's just part of it. You tell the guys that's what we're going to do, and that's how we do it.
When one does, which I bet is very rare, it always, Andy, what happened? I bet this is the first question, huh?
Yeah, and I laugh when I come to these shows. You know, I don't do trade shows that's not my forte, but I always tell guys, you guys always give me the problems. I always get the problems.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, but I like to, you know, problem solve. So there's nothing better than to have a customer walk in our tent that may have a problem, and we get it solved before they leave the tent.
Yeah, that is good. That's customer service.
Correct.
What it's all about.
Correct.
So the newest iteration of Calmer is the concave.
Correct.
And I'll bet that is a little more challenging than, or is it simpler than a stock chopper or a roll or a guide?
Well, everything has its challenges, but it's been fun. I've been on the team for testing and innovating into the concaves, so we've probably been at that probably at least 5 years. So it's been really fun to see another problem and we start just putting heads together at the shop, and you know, we go out and we pick corn, we cut soybeans, come back, hey, this is what I'm seeing, this is what are you seeing, and we go make a change. And we're a small enough company, we can go right to the shop and make a change and head right back to the field. And it's been a really fun time being able to make a machine as impressive as the ones in his tent just perform at their maximum capacity.
Marion tells us he's going to be combining corn here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've got some college kids I know coming out, and he always does a field day for the kids at Blackhawk College. In fact, I was one of the students there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So, but yeah, he'll bring a field of corn for those guys. So
that's awesome. How are the crops now? West Central Illinois,
I guess,
is best about south. What is it? Southeast of the Quad Cities.
Yep, we're south of Moline. It's we haven't had any, you know, actual flooding or that in my fields, but we've just had rain every week. We've had rain. I do know, talking to some guys at home, a lot of guys are concerned about disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we've got a crop there, but they're really concerned about the disease. Even guys that have sprayed fungicide, maybe we should have sprayed twice. There's some fields that didn't get sprayed, they're starting to dry up. So stock quality, everybody's going to watch stock quality, and you may be having to go out there and get a crop a little sooner than you would like, but we got to get it in the bin.
But the guys with the Kelmer corn head, with the guide and with all of the other accessories and the concave,
correct,
they're going to be a little better off.
Correct. We're going to put the bushels in the tank, so and we're going to size residue as we go through the field, so
yeah,
it'll do a good job.
The now, this is not your department, this question, but the ROI that a farmer gets from spending a little cash on a very expensive piece of equipment, that, you know, it's the improvement that you guys provide is a small percentage of the value of that machine, but the improvement means a bigger return on investment, yes?
Oh, sure. You know, when you put the investment in the corn head, it just, when we chop stalk, size up residue, that alone allows every other process on the farm to be done easier. If you're going to no-till, the residue is already starting to break down, the row cleaners have an easier time to make a nice path for the row unit. If you're going to do vertical tillage, you've already sized up a lot of that residue. You can do just a little bit more mixing of the material. Guys that have the big rippers that got the deep, you know, soil that they need to rip, they do not have to go ahead of that with a disc or size up residue. So it saves passes, and like I always tell guys, it just makes everything we do from here on out easier.
The better the yield, the bigger the yield, the better the farmer, the more they need Kelmer's products.
That's correct. That's correct. You know, we breed genetics, and we buy the genetics to put a great big ear on it. Well, we have to have a big stalk, too, and so we need to size that up.
Yeah, so. Well, you're doing great, and you are in charge of making the stuff that farmers want.
Yeah.
So thank you for that good work, and, of course, the website, Kelmer.
KelmerCornheads.com.
That's all there is to it. So, folks, check it out. And next year, the show is in Boone, Iowa. That's a show you're excused from, I would assume.
No, I get to go up to that.
Oh, okay, good one.
I'll be up there. So, it'll be a good time. Excited to go.
Yeah, check out the Iowa corn next year.
That's correct.
So, but you said disease is a concern, not tar spot?
Or? Yeah, the tar spot was there when I left.
Oh.
You know, it creeped in. It's just... And I did talk to home. Dad said that the crop is changing just in the week I've been gone. So.
Wow. It's back.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
Yep.
So, well, again, I wish you a safe fall. Thanks for all the good work you do for the Kelmers, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.